live from Rochester. This is Plants of Beats.
Thank you.
to a special live episode of Plants and Beats, a podcast dedicated to peace, wellness, and lo-fi music, mixed by Alo-Fi. Welcome to the Plants and Beats podcast. We got a live episode happening today. I'm with Chris Lindstrom from the Lunch the Door Podcast Network, and we're at STEM,
Plant Gift Shop. It's the re-grand opening, 806 Monroe Avenue.
Pew, 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 pew.
And we are talking to Corinne Laramie,
the
owner and operator of this beautiful place that we're in right now. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being here.
Good. So, speed people up into STEM is story. How did you get to where you are right now?
Sure. So our very first store was a 600 square foot office space, really, on the corner of Park and Alexander. We started this. I had a business partner at the time. So she was a horticulturist. I have a degree in business. And together, we just kind of created something really beautiful. We didn't realize that we wanted to get into retail at first, but we found the perfect spot for us at the time. And started that up, and then we grew really quickly. Moved over to a 3,000 square foot store next, over on Monroe, the lower Monroe side of things.
Yeah.
And so now I am the sole owner of STEM. That's why we're having a grand reopening. I did move locations, and now it is just me and in this beautiful space, and I couldn't be more excited.
So why plants? I know you said your former partner had a background in it, but for you, what is it about using your business acumen to open up a plant shop? Why plants?
So this was really a hobby for her, and we spent a lot of time together. And so I kind of adopted that hobby from her. It brought me a lot of joy. It brought me a lot of interest as well. I got to learn something new every second. There was different cultivars. There's different, you know, plant families. Lots of just different things about plants that I was really interested in learning about. I'm still learning something every day. So there's something for everyone, and I really love that. I love finding the right niche and teaching people about the niche that I have really adopted into my favorite, which is Hoya. I love Hoya.
Why Hoya?
The fact that they are so different, they have different looks. They have different flowers, which have different smells. There's over, 350 different smells and flowers and shapes and sizes and looks. It's really fun to collect them. And I find them to be really easy to grow.
And that's a great thing, too, especially for people who are new into the hobby.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be dissuaded. You don't want them to be frustrated. You want them to be sad.
Yeah.
Because there's, people get ties. People get ties to the plants. They want to feel that comfort. And when something doesn't work out, I know when my wife started, it was hard.
Of course.
You get
crushed. And that's the thing about here, too. People will come in and they're like, oh, all of my plants are doing so good from you. And that means that we spent time with that customer to pick something out that was appropriate for them. Yeah. And, we have things here that are a little bit more challenging or a little bit more difficult, need, humidity or filtered water or what have you. And then there's things here that you can put in your office with, fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
So I've got something for everybody here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said y'all kind of grew fast when you started.
So fast, yeah.
What do you think it is about the Rochester community that has wrapped their arms around this thing you've built?
Well, let me tell you, the Rochester plant community, ginormous.
Okay.
And we're also centered in between Syracuse and we're centered in between Buffalo, which also has a ginormous plant community.
Yeah.
I think what really helped here is that I got to know a Buffalo plant store first. And then I got to know some Syracuse plant stores.
Okay.
And it's really good that we're all intertwined and get to know each other. If I have something that they need, they'll call me. Or if I need something, I'll call them. Yeah. And I think it's really good that we all communicate together. And that's what happens in the Rochester Plant Network, too. We all know each other.
That's awesome.
And we're getting new hobbyists now. I'm seeing younger people get into it because their aunt is into it or their friend told them about it. And I'm like, this is exactly what we need. We need this hobby, which is an extremely healthy hobby, to hit the younger generation.
For sure.
To, help grow it. And it's never going to end. Plants have always been a thing.
But that's one of the reasons why I started, my podcast and my column, because I thought I wanted to talk about culture, humanity.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to it through an accessible avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's so much to learn about plants. When you start learning about plants, you learn more about people.
For sure. Yeah,
and
I agree.
How we live.
You know what also I think is really important to know about plants is that plants are never a depressing thing. You can go through changes in your life. Things can happen. Plants can die or whatever. But go to the store, buy the same thing. watch it grow again. Yeah. And that brings people joy. And watching things grow and spread and give people cuttings, that brings so much happiness to people. For sure. It's like the simplest thing to bring our community so much joy.
Well, and what a delight, like cuttings, or you know, you can do silly things too. Like you just bought a lemon and there were seeds in it. Yeah. Throw it in the dirt.
Exactly.
You get little lemon plants. You're never going to grow a lemon tree, but you can.
Well, you might.
But you can have that little thing. Yeah. That little thing that's happening. Yeah. Right? Well, it's hard. It's a little harder to grow citrus trees here in Rochester.
That's true.
But you can just do the silly thing and plant the seeds because anything can grow.
Experiment. Who cares? Yeah. You know, like, it's something new. It's something different. It's something fun. Watching things grow is so, so freaking fun.
So what do you hope to do in this new space, maybe different than what you did in your previous spaces? What's the opportunity here at this new shop?
Well, what I want to do, I want to bring in all sorts of clubs. There's a lot of clubs around here, like the Rochester Bonsai Society. I want to bring them in here. I want to learn more about bonsai and the art of, like, Japanese planting and stuff like that.
I think they're going to be able to talk about it.
Oh, all day long. My veterinarian, he is in the Bonsai Society, and, like, I can't leave that place for, like, 2 hours. I'm like, all right, you gave my dog, a nail trim. I got to go. And that's what I love about them. They're so passionate. That's cool as hell, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to have people here for things that I don't necessarily know a whole ton about. And I want to have that here. I have the space for it. I have the resources. Let's learn about stuff together. We all got to do that. Like, I don't know how to bonsai a tree. I probably should. Don't tell people that. But I want to do stuff like that. And I want to have classes where people can learn how to repot if they don't know how to do that. There's a lot of folks here that are not confident in their ability. And I want to make them confident. So come in. Let's get you confident. Let's get you situated. So maybe you don't need me in the future, which I do wish you needed me, but I want to teach you to do it. So you're not so scared or not so, you know, I just want to teach people different things. Well, and it's not that we weren't doing that, but yeah. I want to get them comfortable.
I see you have like the candle situation over there where you say you can bring it back in, have it refill.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other things in the store that give it its ambiance, the gifts
and
trinkets and things.
I'm a huge supporter of other small businesses. I want people to come into my store, feel welcome, see their stuff, and I want them here for free. I never charge a table fee in here, which a lot of people think is kind of like, they don't see why I do that. But we're all small businesses. We have to work together.
Yeah.
Like, these people have become my friends. I want them to come in here. I want them to make as much money as they can. Her customers are so happy all the time. They know her.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, come in. Let's spread the love. Let's do the thing together. They bring people in, too, you know? She's bringing in her own customers that come in and be my customers.
Yeah.
I want that. That's what I want.
So, give them a shout-out, because I'm realizing now that this is a table that you got going on here.
Yeah.
Somebody else is selling this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. I get it now. So shot this business out.
Let's do it. Okay. So right now in my business, I've got Trinket Rave. That's Natalie.
Okay.
I've got Kristen, Vintage Aesthetic. She does candles vintage. Trinket Rave is homemade keychains. Over there, I've got Ember & Co. She's permanent jewelry. And you know who I see right now? I got DK. She is the Foragette. She does mushrooms, and then she also owns Blackadder over on Park and Alexander.
Nice.
So she does custom cosmetics as well. So.
And you had Mercury Coffee in here earlier.
I had Mercury Coffee in here. The homies, they poured some really tasty coffee this morning.
Yes. Shout out to Kyle, killing it all the time over at their location over on South End.
Montgomery Coffee stopped in here earlier. You know,
what a cool guy. And I think that's the other thing is that's part of the neighborhood, right?
Oh, my God. He's been like, so supportive.
And that's the extended park, Park East Ave, Monroe area, and he's not that far. And there needs to be more community. And, you've got Hydra down the street. Why not do stuff with them?
Yep.
It's so much better together than trying to compete over these small areas of town, amplifying is so much more fun.
You know what's crazy about this is that I could call them, too, and they came in and, hung shelves for me. They moved my shit. It's, they're not just businesses. Also, they're people. And, we also need to see that these businesses, are doing this kind of stuff. They need to know that we're people, too. We're not just businesses. So when you get, a small review and people aren't happy with your stuff, I'm a human, and we have to realize that, I feed my kid this way.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not doing something right, maybe just like step me to the side and say, hey, I saw this, didn't feel that, not the vibe. And like, I'll hang it back, you know? But we just have to remember that all of these people are working for a reason, and we're all doing the thing together.
Sure.
Yeah, we're all in it for the same reason. Thank you.
So what are, so you mentioned like, hey, this is the second go around. What are some of the lessons that you learned that you are, like we're talking about community. Mm-hmm. I know you're doing some of that over there too. Mm-hmm. What are some of the lessons that you're applying that like, hey, this isn't what I wanted. And what are the kind of things you're trying to do that's like, hey, I learned this. And it's, those are tough lessons sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really want to get into it, but I did have a business partner, and that didn't end great.
It's tough.
It was so tough. And you know, I respect her greatly. She taught me so many things. She taught me, you know, a lot about being a business owner, doing things together, partnership, friendship. I learned a lot through that transaction.
Yeah.
And I also learned a lot through the transaction of separating. Mm. And if I can say like one thing to anyone that's opening a business with a business partner, it would be get an operation agreement because we didn't have one. Mm. And so that cost us thousands of dollars.
Well, and yeah, vibes are great when the vibes are great.
Yeah. And the vibes were not great at the end.
And
vibes
it's really
not great.
It's really hard. Like doing something solo is challenging on its own, right? Mm-hmm. It has all the load is on you.
Yeah.
But you know that you know where the direction is.
Yeah.
You never have to hope. You never have to do the other stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The only reason it wasn't about talking about that, but it's all the challenges. And that's the thing when you're talking about reviews, mm-hmm. like, hey, I used to write restaurant reviews and you had to be accurate and it was important, but I know that sometimes it hurts.
Yeah.
And when the load is there, but sometimes when it's just like having a partner in life, if it's not a good fit, you feel more lonely than if you were apart.
And honestly,
and it's tough.
Yeah, that's what happened. You know, like at the end, we just had like different visions and different directions that we wanted to go in.
Yeah.
And she felt like I wasn't listening to her and vice versa. And no one wants to go on investing a ton of their time or money or effort or brain space for something that just didn't feel like it was working out for one or the other. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to go in a different direction, and I told her that, and she didn't want to go in my direction, and that's fine. And, you know, with any relationship, business, partner, marriage, kids sometimes, you know, like it just goes another way sometimes, and that's okay. Like you have you can't be afraid of the person that you're dealing with, you know.
It's also being a real ass adult, right?
It's
like sometimes
sometimes
things don't work out.
Absolutely.
But you know what also turned out is a beautiful space.
So yes, I'm so proud of what I've done here. I have been here every minute I've been awake for the last month. I have been here. My best friend has been here every second she can.
That's awesome.
My employee has been here. We put some blood, sweat, and tears into this place.
Shout out your best friend and your employees. We like to
Sarah, yay!
Seriously.
Yeah.
But it's still like you're carrying that same attitude. You're carrying that collaborative thing, and that's the thing I remember from walking into the space before was the collaboration, was what you're bringing here.
Is that
positivity in the community, and that's the thing that people gravitate to. People, it's magnetic.
Yeah, I really hope that people find solace here. I hope that they find, you know, they walk in and they're like, oh, that's what I really want. I want people to feel comfortable here. I want people to feel safe and happy. Like this is a happy place. We should be happy here. We should find happy things.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, before we kind of close out, I mean, I'm sure we got other stuff to hit, but why don't you like throw like just a light tip at somebody?
Yeah.
Hey, what's a basic thing that people should try if they have houseplants that, hey, they aren't quite doing well? I know there's tons of different things.
So many things.
What's a basic thing that you would tell somebody to help build their confidence?
I always think, like, Google is our best friend. You know, like, sometimes I question it, pulling the roots out, making sure that the roots are good. That's, like, the first thing you should be checking, just to make sure. If the roots are black and mushy, we got a situation. So we got to tackle that and take care of it. And there's a lot of different suggestions that people are going to put out there. But that's the first step. Another is like lighting, or sometimes people want to love their plants a lot. And I totally get it. But sometimes we're doing it a little too much. And some we have to step back on our love a little bit too much.
You don't want to smother.
Yep, that's exactly
your plants.
It. Yep. if anyone ever has questions, text me. Like our store phone gets texts.
Oh, really?
Text me.
What a great idea. I love that the store phone gets text
too.
That you can you can be that presence.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be overbearing. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, somebody might be a little embarrassed to call, but that text takes away that barrier.
Sure. I was you at one point. I had to learn all of this stuff from the ground up. Like, I started somewhere, too. I had interest in plants when I was younger. I totally get it. But, like, we're all starting somewhere. Beginners, advanced plant users. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we are better in relationships, period, the older we get, right?
For sure,
So it's only natural we become better plant parents.
Yeah.
We learn how to give and take and be patient, give attention when needed, and all that good stuff, right?
Patience is a great word for the plant business. Yeah, patience is a great word.
For sure. Any last words that you want people to know about STEM or you yourself?
Thank you. I'm just so grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful that people came in here today. And
you had
I'm so
a packed place all day.
Thank you.
I got here an hour early, and I could barely move.
I know. It was great. there was a line. There was a line waiting for us to open.
That's
and
awesome.
I am, like, so taken back. I can't believe that.
That's awesome.
I'm just so grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful that people give me a chance, and I'm so grateful that people might have, like, seen some of the things that happened on the internet a little bit ago and still gave me a chance and, you know, understand that there's two sides to every story. And I'm just so, so happy. I'm so proud of my friends for being here and so happy for this opportunity, obviously. Like, this is just so good.
Well,
this is so
great
happy.
Job.
Like, it makes me so happy. Yeah. I feel so fulfilled. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. This was such a fun idea.
That's awesome. Put out the plugs again. Where can people find it online, and where do you want people to reach out?
Yeah, so our phone number, 585-329-1355. Call with any questions. If you're looking for something, if you need help, if you, you know, anything, call, text. My Facebook, there's something happened with the platform on that, but I'll get it back. So we'll be back on Facebook in a sec. Instagram, STEM_Rochester. And then stemplantsrochester.com.
Cool. Well, thank you, Corinne.
Thank you so much.
And much success to you and STEM.
Thank you. You're always welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers.
Plants and Beats is produced by Rob Bell with music by Alofar. Subscribe to stay updated and follow Rob Bell and Alofar on social media. The information is in the show description.